host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right, y'all. Good evening. And you know what day it is. It's Fun Friday, y'all. Fun Friday. We're going to have us some fun. So what you need to do is go on, sit back, relax, go on and get that beer in your hand or that glass of wine, and let's get our giggle on today. Ha-ha! Because we ready to do the thing. Ready to do the thing. You heard me? All right. Now, see, before we go ahead, though, if you got something on your mind you want to make us laugh about, just call us at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or my chat room is open. Hey, just log into your Facebook or whatever social network you're using and come on, talk to me. That's right. Talk to me because we're going to have us a ball today and let's get it on. That's right, y'all. It's Fun Friday, so I hope y'all ready. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm going to start off with the joke. Y'all ready? This beautiful woman one day walks into a doctor's office, and the doctor is bowled over by how stunningly awesome she is. All his professionalism goes right out the window. He tells her to take her pants. She does. And he starts rubbing her thighs. "Do you know what I am doing?" asked the doctor. "Yes, checking for abnormalities," she replies. He tells her to take off her shirt and bra. She takes them off. The doctor begins rubbing her breasts and asks, "Do you know what am I doing now?" She replies, "Yes, checking for cancer." Finally, he tells her to take off her panties, lays her on the table, gets on top of her, and starts having sex with her. He says to her, "Do you know what I am doing now?" She replies, "Yes, getting herpes. That's why I am here." Now, see? So all y'all out there thinking y'all slick, keep on, because you never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Now, that was funny. That really was. Hey, check this out, though, y'all. Remember back in the 70s, 80s, there used to be this guy who used to sing these songs. And it was something like this. Boogity, boogity, there she goes, boogity, boogity. And he ain't wearing no clothes. And guess who that is, y'all? That's Randy Travis. Now, right, y'all don't know who Randy Travis ain't know made music in a while, but he was this great. He wasn't great. He was a good country musician back in the day. And, you know, he actually used to do commercials for drinking and driving. Well, y'all, last weekend, he was drinking and driving. This is the second time getting caught. But this time, he ain't had no clothes on, y'all. He ain't had no clothes. How you go? Now, like, nobody don't even know who Randy Travis is, right? Like, nobody know who Randy Travis is. Then you're going to be driving around drunk. You're drunk, and then you're naked. Now, here's my take on it. He was doing more than just driving naked because he crashed the truck. So, y'all know what that means, right? His hands were kind of busy, so he really couldn't steer where he was going, if you get in my drift, what I'm talking about today. I'm telling you. Y'all may think I'm telling the truth. Hey, he was driving naked. Only thing he was missing was going into Walmart and stealing. That's right. He should have went into Walmart and stole something. No, y'all stop stealing out of Walmart. Don't listen to me. Y'all better not steal out of Walmart. Go to Target and steal. I don't go to Target anyway. So stop stealing out of Walmart. And I'm still waiting on my free cable. That's right. Y'all slipping out there. I need my cable. I'm just saying. That's all I need. I need some cable, man. You know what I mean? I need some cable. I mean, I don't think I'm doing. I'm sitting here, man. I'm watching old antenna TV. You know how boring antenna TV gets at 3 o'clock in the morning. I hear y'all talking about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing something else. So, they think you're smart because you get to do something else. Oh, well, everybody ain't got it like that. And 6 o'clock in the morning, PBS is about the only attractive thing that's on TV. And really, PBS, y'all, wow, that's kind of jacked up. That's kind of jacked up. But anyway, we're going to do the dang on thing today. Hey, y'all. Now, you know, lately we've been hearing a lot of stories about bears. But let me tell you this story. this story here. Four bears broke into a cabin. Okay? Number one, check this out. Four bears broke into a cabin. Now, I don't know what they did. Did they pick the lock? They just kicked the door down? I don't know. But they broke into the cabin, right? Okay. So, it's four of them. Now, they drank 100 beers. Okay, so check this out. They broke into the cabin and they drank 100 beers, right? They ate all the food, knocked over a wall, and they, when they got finished, they pooped around the front of the house and left. But check this out, y'all. Let's be real about this. Number one, ain't no damn bear going to break in the house. Well, they may break in, but I don't think they're going to drink 100 beers. Come on now. I think the owner was just, he'd been smoking them trees, man. That would have, the owner had been drinking them trees. You hear me? And he'd been smoking them trees, and he may have thought they were drinking. See, I'm just thinking about smoking trees. I'm talking crazy. So I know he'd been talking crazy. I don't even smoke trees. You know what I mean? I mean, really. Four bears break into a house and drink 100 beers. Am I the only one? Do we see something wrong with that? Huh, there's something wrong with that. Yes, it is. Boogity, boogity. There he goes. Them bears are drinking them beers. And yes, they are drunk. Boogity, 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 boogity. Pooping out in the front. Boogity, 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 boogity. Y'all know that's some crazy stuff, man. See, so all y'all want to build them houses out there in the woods or where ain't nothing but woods behind here, keep on. You're going to come home and find a bear in your house partying. And you know they're going to look at you like, what you want? Either you're coming in or you're going out. But we not leaving. Huh? Can you imagine that, though? Come home and four bears in your house. I know some of y'all have a heart attack right there. And then some of y'all, because y'all crazy as hell, going to want to go and investigate a little further. See, y'all, the ones that want to investigate a little further, hey, y'all the one who end up in the ambulance on the news about getting attacked. Because I'm going to tell you, if I walk anywhere and see a bear, I'm definitely going the way. I ain't getting in no fetal position. I ain't trying to climb no tree. I'm hopping on the first thing smoking out of there. That's right. I can't swim. I even dive in the water. Because I ain't wrestling no bear. Man, you seen the feet on them bear, man? Man, please. Then them jokers stand up, be like 7 foot tall and carrying on. I'm not trying to wrestle one of them jokers. You know? And I don't know, y'all. But let me tell y'all what I saw today out on the street, man. Now, you know, in a motor vehicle, you're not supposed to text and drive, right? This is a motor vehicle, a car, a truck, a bus, you know, a motor vehicle. But what about them little wheelchairs that got the little motors on it? Does that count? I'm going to tell you, because this is what happened, man. He was going down the side of the road, and I guess he, now, wait a minute. How the hell, well, either way, he was going down the road, right? And I guess somebody was texting him, so because he was trying to text. Next thing you know, he done pulled over under a shade tree, you heard me, and was texting his tail off. I mean, he stayed there for about 10, 15 minutes. That must have been one hell of a conversation. So, you know, me being me, I'm thinking, well, okay, you know, maybe the battery didn't give out on the thing. No, so I'm not paying any attention to it. The next thing I know, he comes zooming by me. That thing had to be going at least 30 miles an hour. I said, ain't this something? He done pulled over so he can get his text on. And one of them little wheelchairs. Ain't that something? I know, y'all. I know, that's crazy. That's like that guy on the scooter that day. He had the scooter, had a cell phone on one ear, a cigarette packed in the other one, and he was getting it in 100-degree heat. That is about crazy as heck, y'all. Hey, y'all check this out, though. Now, picture this. You have one person. You have another person. one male, one female, right? Now, see, they're getting it on. You know, they're getting it on. Yeah, they hunching. That's what we call they hunching, right? But check this out, y'all. Can you imagine how if two... I know some of y'all going to say I'm wrong for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Can y'all imagine two two handicapped, retarded people hunching? I know y'all saying I'm wrong, but I'm serious. Can y'all imagine that? Oh, man, that is so crazy stuff, don't you think? Wow. The question is, who gonna be the one to catch all the drool? Can you imagine that last sound when it's time to release, huh? Can you imagine that last sound of time to release? Here you go. Hey, y'all need to stop stealing out of Walmart. Y'all right here trying to smoke them trees and carry it on. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. You know, y'all shouldn't have did that. Hey, anybody catch a ride on the mothership last week? Huh? Anybody catch a ride on the mothership last week? Man, I caught a ride on the mothership, and it took me to some places I never knew. You heard me? That mothership ride was so good, man. I'm going back on the mothership tonight. And I was floating, man. I was floating and riding on the mothership, you know, and we just ride. We floated on up to we went to Mars, man. Yeah, we went to the red planet. We beat that rover up there. Yeah, man. And I can tell you, there's life on Mars. That's right. There's life on Mars. Just look up at your ceiling fan. You can see them. They're walking in and out. That's right. The later they get, the more of them they walk in. Because your ceiling fan ain't nothing but a spaceship. You didn't realize that, but that's what it is. Yeah. So late on the night when you're laying in bed, you thinking about something, just look up at your ceiling fan. And just look at it for about 2-3 minutes. And you can see them walking in and out of it, preparing to get ready for the mothership. That's right. And then we're going to get Shazam in there and Isis. Yeah. All of them going to be, see, those two going to be flying the ship. Yeah, y'all know that, right? They're going to be flying the ship. Mm-hmm. And see, we're going to have Mitt Romney on there talking about, pull over, pull over, pull over. Oh, boy, I tell you, that would be something, wouldn't it? That would be something. I'm telling you, man, y'all need to get on that mothership. You hear me? You hear me? Because some people walk around here with a religion talking about the mothership going to come down and get you. Well, I tell you what, if a mothership stopped by to get me, talking about taking me somewhere besides heaven, I don't think I'm going. Now, if Pam Grier were on it, then maybe. But I doubt it, seriously. But they take a ride on the mothership. We're going to ride. You know what I mean? Hey, let's get on that mothership. Let's do this thing, man. Hey, don't forget, November the 4th. See, I'm going to have to keep iterating this. When you go to vote, okay? When you go to vote November 4th, go naked. That's right. Go naked. Let's make a statement. That's right. Now, if some of y'all got them things hanging down to your knees, you know, you may have to prop them up a little bit. But, you know, if you can, go naked. Okay? Now, if you got a roller coaster for a body, that's what I'm going to call it, a roller coaster, you know, with them deep dips in it, then maybe you don't need to go that way. Now, and if you got them flies following you, maybe you don't need to go that way, all right? So I'm just saying, because, you know, some of y'all, man, y'all take off your clothes and y'all scare yourselves. Huh? You know, y'all scare yourselves. That'd be the funny part about it. You'd be like, what happened? Ah, you done scared yourself. That's right. Woo! Buddy. Hey, but check this out, y'all. How would you like to have order a flat screen television? Right? A flat screen television. Now, you got a deal on this from Amazon, so you order the flat screen television. But when UPS delivers your package, it's a military issue rifle. Huh? How would you like that? Now what you gonna do? You can't watch it. See, now how do people be getting them guns, y'all? See, y'all better check them boxes when you get them from UPS, because them UPS drivers be on them trees. They do. They be on them trees, man. Hey, UPS driver, now how you going to get that confused? You know a rifle box ain't the same as a dang old television. But did you read your order? Did you read the invoice, man? No, because you're trying to get back to them trees. God dang it. UPS, stop stealing from Walmart. That's right. I'm saying it. Stop stealing from Walmart. It's crazy. And you know what else, man? The guy did the right thing. He called the police. And they took it from him. He got his money back. Wow. Something finally good happened, huh? I know. But sometimes it don't happen like that, y'all. Because, you know, one time back in band camp, I was doing a little dance. And I was getting them dollars, man. You know, I was dancing and doing my thing. And, man, the counselor came and made me stop. And took all my cheddar. And that's something, took my cheddar. Now, why you want to stop a man, an entrepreneur, getting some money, huh? And some of y'all know what it is to go out there and dance and get that money. Y'all know what it is. Mm-hmm. Y'all be taking them pole classes and go out there and work some poles, get a couple of dollars here and there. Yeah. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all out there know. Don't act like you're a stranger. Don't act like you are a stranger to what's going on. That's right, y'all. And guess what? I feel the mothership coming on right about now. So I feel it coming on. Oh yeah, the mothership is coming. The mothership is coming. But what are we gonna do about it, y'all? What are we gonna do? Are we gonna get on that mothership? Are we gonna get on that mothership? Yes, we are. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my buddy, my 8th Moon Coon, Raya, 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 woohoo! Hey, that's my buddy there, boy. That's a gangster, y'all. Y'all run up on old gangster Raya, hey, y'all better come correct, because she'll take you out. That's right, Raya'll take you out. So when y'all walk up on her, y'all go correct. I think she's 2 years old, but she'll get you. I'm serious, man. Hey, y'all been watching the Olympics and the track and field people? Huh, y'all been watching that? Check this out. Do you see them faces them jokers be making when they be running around them track? They be making some faces, don't they? Them faces so ugly, boy. I think they look up on the screen and be scared of themselves. You know, that's just downright crazy. Guess what I'm going to do, y'all? I'm going to sing to the mothership. That's right. I'm all over the place tonight. I don't really care. Let's go back to the hunching of the other of them special people. Go back to the hunching. You're drooling all over everything. You don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Boy, I tell you, it's one of them days, y'all. It's hot outside. It really is. And some of y'all be standing out there like y'all ain't got nothing else to do. You're already black as tar, but you want to stand out there in all that heat and get darker. Why? That makes no sense. And you don't be working. That's right. You stand on the corner just chilling. What kind of sense that make? You can chill in some air conditioning. That's right.
But you know, I don't know.
I may be wrong. I may be. But it's okay. You know what? And I'm just like having me a ball. Today is Fun Friday. Hey, there's a woman in China, right? She went to the doctor. And I'm going to tell you what happened. She went to the doctor because she was saying she had an earache on the right side of her head. Her ear was hurting. So after about a week, she went to the doctor. The doctor looked at her. And you know what that doctor told that lady? Are y'all ready for this? He told her her ear was hurting because her inside her head was swelling up. Let me stop. She had a spider in her ear, man. Can you imagine that? A spider in your ear? And it'd been up for a week. So can you imagine the web that been built, catching them flies and bringing it in your ear? So some of y'all need to check your ears because y'all know y'all got all that hair in your ears. You ain't checked them ears in years. Y'all better check them and see what's living up in there. Because it's going to be a scary, scary, scary thing. And y'all think it's just earwax. No, man, somebody living up in your ears. So y'all need to, after the show, y'all need to go on in the bathroom and check it out. That's right. Check it on out. Woo! Hey, y'all listen to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Today is Fun Friday, and I'm having me a ball. I see Pam is in the chat room. What's going down, Pam girl? What's happening? Hey, I'm telling y'all, y'all want to join in? 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join my chat room, and we can get on in there, too. Just, hey, if y'all smoking them trees, though, take your time, all right? You still smoke your trees. Hey, if y'all got a glass of wine, that's good. Just you sip on that, too. You got a brewski? No problem. Drink on that, too. All right? Just have fun. Relax. Relax. And take a ride on the mothership, man. Because, you know, the mothership is a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Woo! Hey, y'all want to hear a joke, man? I got a joke for you. Let me see if I can get them to say it, though. But we got a joke for you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You ready to tell your joke? Huh? You ready to tell your joke?
I don't have one.
I tell the one about 6 and 7.
What?
The one about 6 and 7. See, now they even got shy.
Oh yeah, I know.
All right, go on and tell a joke then. Come on, get on the mic and tell a joke. All right, here's your next joke.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
You heard that? Now see, that's a good one. Why was 6 scared of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. Now, okay, for y'all that don't know what that is, just count your fingers, okay, and then you'll get the joke. You know, because some of y'all are slow. In fact, some of you are so slow. You know, in Florida, we had this school called Pine Castle, and they rode the little short buses. And some of y'all were riding the short buses with them people, face all mashed up against the windows, breathing on the windows, drooling. Yeah. Yep, that's what you were doing. So don't act like you don't know what we're talking about tonight. That's right. Huh? Yeah. But you know what? Now, you know, with the weather beginning, we know we're getting into these hurricanes and things like that. Let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever tried doing anything when it's storming outside? Huh? Have you ever did that, hearing that lightning going and that thunder? Huh? Have you ever done that? Wow, man. You talk about missing something? Ooh! Boy, I'll tell you, that's some good things going on out there. You hear me. Stop stealing out of Walmart, y'all. I'm still waiting on my free cable. I ain't forgot about y'all. And November the 4th, when you go to vote, go butt naked. Unless you got a roller coaster for a body, then don't go butt naked, okay? Don't go. If you got a roller coaster for a body, you know, with them big old dips in there, hey, don't do that, okay? Don't do that, please. I'm asking you. walking around with some flies behind you, hey, come on now. Just get under some waters one time before you go, all right? That's all we ask. Woo! That I'm talking about, y'all. That I'm talking about. Woo! Hey, y'all remember Dustin Rhodes and Dusty Rhodes and that wrestling back in the day? Pac San. Huh? Y'all remember wrestling back in the day? Now, that was some real wrestling. You hear me? That was some real wrestling. And they wouldn't run from nobody, would they? No, they wouldn't run from nobody. But let me tell you about somebody running from somewhere. Hey, there was a cow in Moscow. Okay, for y'all don't know, that's Russia, okay? That's Russia. And this cow ran all the way up to the first floor of this apartment building. Now, we talking about a cow. All the way up to the first floor of an apartment building. To the top floor, not the first one, the top floor. So just imagine a cow running all the way up them steps, right? But here's the good part. You know what the cow was running from? Huh? I'm going to tell you what the cow was running from. The cow was running from the bull. The bull was trying to introduce himself to her, and she wasn't having none of it. Ain't that something? The cow was running from the bull. And y'all know who been out there. Y'all know why that bull was trying to introduce himself to that cow. It was that time. But she wasn't having none of it. None of it. Then ran all the way up to the top floor to get away from this bull. And you know what? The bull acted just like a normal, crazy, sex star person. Man, I'm just going to put it out there. He stayed at the bottom and waited. So now you got a cow all the way on the top floor of your apartment building, a crazy horned out bull at the front door waiting. What you going to do when you come home? Huh? You can't kill the bull because that's some rough meat right there. The cow always up top, so you can't even get in your own house. What do you do? Huh? What do you do? Hey, we ain't talking about doing nothing crazy like in Spain, you know, where they run. Hey, let's talk about that, y'all. What kind of sense does that make to run, the bulls running down the street, and you're going to get in front of them and run in front of the bulls? Huh? What kind of sense does that make? That lets me know y'all crazy as hell. I ain't running in front of no dang old bull. Huh? Hey, I don't even like running in front of my kids. Why am I running in front of some bulls with horns? And then it's big news. Well, only three people got gorged today. Really? Just three people? Wow. You know, I tell you, boy, it's just crazy. Why? So, you know what? They brought the cow back down. They didn't say what happened where they let the bull finally get his due on him, but they brought the cow back down. I would think they moved the bull first because ain't nobody going to hold no bull. You know, had them rings in the nose and be snorting that fire and be kicking back. That mean they're getting ready to go on the mothership. That's right. They're going on the mothership. Pam, you got a glass of wine in your hand, lady? Because that's what you should be doing. Chilling, chilling, chilling. Yeah. Boogity, boogity. There you go. Elso, don't look. It was too late. She saw it all. Yeah, they called him the street. Oh, Lord have mercy. Key lime pie. Ugh. Yeah, ain't that what you Lucy used to do back in the day? Yeah, I don't know what. Y'all crazy out there. Y'all really, I don't know what I'm going to do with y'all. Y'all have lost your minds out there. But you know what? It's all right. It's all right. Because you've just been doing what you want to do. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, ain't that what's that boy's name is with all them teeth? It's an award-winning pie from this guy in Temple. Well, you know what? I'm glad he won an award for it because I would not be eating it. Nothing against you. I'm just saying. You know, we cool like that, my fellow veteran. Wow. Hey, y'all ever notice y'all see these veterans, man? Every day, you see them every day, and they walk like they normal, ain't nothing wrong with them. But as soon as you see them somewhere else, guess what? They in a wheelchair, they got a cane, they got a limp you haven't seen in a long time. You know what I mean? Why they do that, man? Like they fooling somebody, huh? Like they're really fooling somebody. That is just downright ridiculous. Woo! You know, I tell you, y'all be having some issues sometimes, man. Cause y'all, I don't think y'all know what y'all want to do half the time. I don't know. You know, one to say this thing, somebody say something else, and nobody be talking about the same thing. See, like now, I said that, and look what happened. Woohoo! Woohoo! Oh, Pam said veterans are a big issue there. All right, Pam, woohoo! I know. Half of them crazy. Because I'm crazy. I admit it. I'm touched a little bit. Y'all remember back in the day that we said touch? You a little bit touch? Well, I'm a lot touch. I'm not going to fib to you. That's right. I'm touch, y'all. I go out in the backyard and low crawl if I had to. That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with low crawling. There's nothing wrong with low crawling. What y'all feel about cloning? Huh? I think what we ought to do, man, we ought to clone all our veterans. That's right. Make two of them. If we make two, one of each veteran, man, you talking about something, boy, we have something going on. You hear me? Huh? We're walking, boy, we control everything. And you ain't got to worry about nobody shooting nobody because we got it under control. Because you have a whole bunch of crazy folk walking around. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Because you know what? I'm a veteran and I can say that. And what's up with these old folk, man? I'm telling y'all. What's up with these old folk in these big cars? Huh? These people, man, they be all in the seat. You can't even see their head. Be driving a big old Cadillac and just driving 10 miles an hour on the highway. Huh? No, Pam, we ain't screening none of them. We letting them all go. That way everything be equaled out. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Let's just do the dang on thing. And that's more people to go naked to the polls on November the 4th. That's right. I'm just saying, y'all. Don't make me say it again. You know, because have you ever tried to give somebody a hand signal and they be looking at you like, what? Huh? They be looking like what? Huh? And you know what? You be like, really? Really? That is just downright crazy. Huh? And the old folks in the big cars are my neighbors. See, that's what I'm talking about. That ain't what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about right there. But you ever notice all of them, they have brand new cars. There don't be no old cars. There'll be brand new cars. What, as you get older, they just give you cars now? Because some of them folk don't need to be driving. I'm not going to lie. Some of them folk don't need to be driving. I'm serious, man. Because, man, I watched a lady, she tore a curb up one day. You hear me? She tore a curb up. And one day I was in the parking lot. I was sitting at a parking lot, I was coming out of Walmart parking lot. And I was just sitting at the corner, right? Just sitting at the corner. I wasn't doing nothing. Man, next thing you know, I feel my little vehicle move to the side, right? I mean, just move to the side. So, you know, I'm trying to look in my mirrors. What the heck is that? I thought I was in an earthquake or something, you know? I really did. Man, when everything was done, this lady, I don't know what she was doing, but she was trying to make her own lane, y'all. Don't scratch my car all up, just trying to move me out the way so she can make her own lane. And know what she said? What she got out the truck? Oh, my husband gonna kill me because I wasn't supposed to be driving. You think? Oh, you think? You done tore up my stuff and now you talking about you weren't supposed to be driving. Are you crazy? Yes, I'm calling your husband. I'm gonna slap him and I'm gonna slap you. Because you done messed up my car. That's right. Say, Pam, I used to see it all the time when I worked at USAA. But they would call in and get insurance on new BMWs and Mercedes and Jazz. Had a 70-year-old get insurance on a brand new Camaro, his dream car from when he was a kid. Uh-huh. And as soon as he hit the gas, he going to have a heart attack. At least you can say he drove his Camaro and he died in it, right? So, you know, look, y'all, when y'all see them big cars out there and you look and can't see no head or nothing, let me tell you what you do. Move over. Just get out the way, all right? Just get out the way. Because for some reason, you can't outrun them, even though they're doing 10 to 40 miles an hour. You can't outrun them. They're everywhere. They back out. They don't look when they back out. I'm serious. I'm just saying, y'all. You know what? Y'all think y'all special. Y'all know y'all got them people in your family the same way. They can't drive a lick, but they always want to take you somewhere when y'all go somewhere together, don't they? Scare the hell out of you. I know it. It's all right. I guess that's part of the process, right? Wait, you know what you do, though, before you go and get in a car with them? Hey, hit a tree or two. And then it's like an adventure. You're on the mothership again. You know what I'm saying? You hit a tree or two, you're on that mothership. You doing mighty, mighty well. I'm just saying. Think about it. You know what I mean? Because you ain't going to do nothing but laugh at them, too. I don't care if y'all running all up on the median. Hey, y'all may be like Cheech and Chong just sitting in one spot thinking you're driving. If the trees are good, they get that contact. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. That's all. I'm just putting it out there. Because it's like that. It's like that. And you got to pay attention to those things. Huh? You ever had that neighbor next door to you, man, and the only thing they do is scream and holler at each other over half of the day? Over half of the night. They out there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. Just yelling and screaming at each other. Yeah, I know some of you have neighbors like that, right? And then in the daytime, they want to sleep and be quiet. What the hell is going on with that? Because you know what? Now, the next time my neighbors do something like that, I'm going to bang on their door every hour on the hour. I'm banging on the door. Because I want them to see what it feels like to be woke up all the time with nonsense. You know, and they be arguing about the dumbest things. The dumbest, because he won't give her shoes. She won't give him the keys. Why you got to wake up the whole neighborhood with that? And that's the other thing. They don't even stay inside. They come outside to make all that noise. You know, that's just downright crazy. Yeah. Where do I live? I live on the mothership, Pam. Can't you see me floating right about now? Woo-hoo! I'm on that mothership, girl. I'm getting it. Ooh, I ain't even hit a tree yet, but I'm on the mothership right now. I'm floating. Pam said her neighbors are old. They're in the bed at 9 o'clock. Well, you know what, Pam? You have some great neighbors. 9 o'clock? Man, I don't know. I ain't never been in bed by 9 o'clock. Not to go to sleep anyway. Y'all figure that one out. And stop going to Walmart still, y'all. You know, I know it's getting close to Christmas time, and Walmart ain't got no layaway. So y'all going to go and lay all your way your stuff in Kmart and then go steal out of Walmart. Why y'all doing that? Huh? Why y'all doing that? Stop stealing out of Walmart. You know, that's why I got to stop going there, because the prices keep going up because y'all taking stuff. That's right. And you know what? It ain't all the customers either. It's some of y'all work in Walmart. That's right. Y'all got them little fast five-finger discounts going on, too. That's right. I'm just saying. Hey, I got to off this mothership for a moment, man, because I got to give a shout-out to my Jaguars. Yes, right. That's right. The Jaguars in the house. Okay. Now that I got over. So other people out there, okay. Happy football season. That's right. Because it's about to be on and popping up in here. That's right. Hey, y'all, have y'all been really watching the Olympics? Because they've been showing some sports really don't nobody care about. You know, why I want to watch somebody in water polo? Really? I don't swim. I don't even swim. So they got me watching something, and I'm sitting there, and you know what? Nothing else on TV, so you're like, okay, maybe they put some track and – they never put track and field on. Maybe I watch some of the basketball. They don't never put the basketball game on. Maybe I watch some soccer. No soccer either. They put stuff on like tandem swimming and the dive-ins and – you be like, really? Really? Every now and then they'll pacify you, put a track, you know, the track and field on for a hot minute. Then you back to the beach volleyball. How the hell you playing beach volleyball on the inside? Should it be called something else? And yes, I said volleyball. That's right, volleyball. But you know what? Them girls on the Olympic team, man. I like the uniforms. but that's about all I like about it. I mean, but really, and what the heck is wrong with NBC? What's going on with NBC? You got it and you're screwing it up. Just don't screw up Sunday night football like that. That's all I got to say. Don't screw up Sunday night football, NBC. It's okay because the Olympics end this weekend anyway, right? So then we can get down to some serious football, y'all. That's what I'm talking. That's all I've been waiting on this year. I'm not going to lie to you. That's all I've been waiting for. You know, when football season in, man, and then, you know, you had the NBA with their little sorry selves. But once that and the NBA in, man, I tell you, that is the longest 2 or 3 months there is. You hear me? Because you ain't got nothing on TV, nothing to do. I'm not watching no car around in a circle. I'm sorry. If I want to do that, I just lay here and watch my ceiling fan and watch the cheerleaders walk back and forth. That's right. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's okay. Because the riding on the mothership and the trees, wow, we got it going on. We got it going on around here. Isn't that the time to get out and do something, as you said in an earlier broadcast? Yeah! Yeah! But if it's 110 degrees outside, I don't know what you're going to go outside and do. Because I ain't going outside to do nothing. Nope. I ain't going to lie. Now, I may walk around and find something to do in the house, you know, but I'm not swim. Swim? Ain't no swimming around here, pal. If you don't swim, you got to go down to the creek. I'm not swimming in that creek. There's been dead bodies in there and sewage in there. I ain't coming. Man, you go in there and come out with some stuff, you won't be able to. Your whole body be falling apart. That's right. The whole body be coming apart. And it's okay if that's what you want.
Those are the things that can
manage. It's like the pool across the way from me. Oh, so you got it like that. You got it like that. You can do that. You can do it like that. It's all right, though. One day, I'm going to go and get me a pool, too. When I can figure out how I can steal it out of Walmart, I'll get me a pool. Because I refuse to buy one. I ain't going to lie to you. Well, Pam, I live 1,100 miles from the beach. That's right. I ain't got no sand. I barely got grass. But I got plenty of concrete. Woo! And I'm not diving into that. I'm sorry. Not at all. Woo! Hey, check this out, though. Why that Usain Bolt man want to go and mess with, what's the little gay boy name who used to run track? Carl Lewis. Why he want to go and bother Carl Lewis? Carl Lewis didn't bother nobody. You know, he want to go and insult that man like that. You know, Carl is sweet. We know this. And Carl ran when he ran. But why he want to go and bother Carl Lewis? Huh? Ain't like, you know, he's just mad because he ain't pretty like Carl Lewis. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. You know, just because Carl Lewis getting all the men and women, and he ain't getting none, he upset. That's right, I said it. What you going to do about it? Ooh, not our thing. Oh, and you're right. You know, Carl Lewis got more medals anyway, so oh well. You know, that's like, man, you know, that's like this dream, this Olympic basketball team talking about they could beat the dream team. What the hell? They was on some trees too, man. They can't touch the original dream team. All them guys in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Not too many of these going to make it. I'm just saying. I think the dream team come back and beat them in the shape they are now. That's okay. So you know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The damn little puppies. That's all them little puppies out there thinking they're groomed full grown. They can go play with the big dogs. Man, they're crazy. They have no clue what them dogs will do to them. See? Just like that. Just like that. It would be easy, man. It'd be easy. See, like this little puppy that was barking in the back here. That's a puppy. You know, I'm just telling y'all, I tell you, I got the sound effects going. Y'all about ready for another joke? Huh? Yeah, Magic and MJ alone will knock them down. You're right. You are absolutely, totally corrected, Mundo. You know, that's like, boogity, boogity, there they go. They ain't wearing no clothes. Because they're going to be butt naked. Just like we're going to be on November the 4th, they're all butt naked, going to the polls. That's right. That's right. And remember what I said, y'all. If you got a body like a roller coaster, just put on some clothes, okay? We don't want to see all that. We really, 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 really don't. That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. And it's okay. Yeah, Pam, there's a whole lot of it. Oh, you should know that. We got dummy Ricky up here. You know, the George W. Clone. Oh, yeah. We got Ricky. Ricky Ticky up in here in Texas. His name is Ricky Ticky, y'all. He so is tricky. You know, Ricky, tricky. I know. That's what it is. They all ain't no good. Ah, they're playing with them. Okay, let me stop. Playing with my emotions. That's why I say let's all go to the polls butt naked. Let them see. Let them suppress that. Huh? That's right. Let them try and suppress that. Let's go butt naked. Let's do the daggone thing. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. They won't be able to suppress that. If all of us go in there together, who they gonna stop? Nobody. Because we got it under control. That's right. We got it under control because we roll like that. We rock. Butt naked. That's right. Butt, booty, booty, naked. You know, if you got some deformities, you know, it's okay. It's okay if you're deformed a little bit. You know, we'll work with that. Okay? But if you got that roller coaster body that got them deep dips in and comes back out and another dip and a little mini dip here, no, come on. Put some clothes on, please. And if you got some flies falling, please, y'all. Put some water on before you come, okay? That's all I'm asking. But other than that, everybody else come butt naked. That's right. Just come butt naked and you'll be all right. You would be wonderful, so wonderful. You'd be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. That's right. That's right. Because you know what? We deserve that. We really do. We have worked hard. Y'all notice the voice change, right? Now, let me tell y'all something. Because, you know, I'm only on the air an hour tonight, okay? Because I got some other things I need to take care of. Now, next week. Now, I'm serious now, y'all. This is not a joke. Next week, right now I'm not sure not whether I'll be on the air any next week. I got some, some changes to do to the show and to some equipment. So if I can get on, I'll let you know. You know, so be checking my Twitter, though. Driven for Life 62. All right, because if I'm not on the air, trust me, I'm going to be tearing Twitter up. So, you know, we're going to do the show on Twitter. We're going to have fun Friday every day I'm not on the air. Okay, so hit me up in Twitter, Driven for Life 62. That's right, follow me. And tell you what, we are going to have us a ball. That's right. You know, but... okay, so, well, for those of you that don't really care for Twitter, I'll send y'all some pigeons. Some carrier pigeons with the notes. Oh, Lord. Okay. You know what? Y'all be all right. Woo! Lord, have mercy. But anyway, y'all, you know, I'm going to make some major changes to the show, and they're all going to be for the good. That's the beautiful part about it. They're all going to be for the good. So when we come back on the air, probably around the 21st or 22nd, be ready for something spectacular, you know? Because it's going to be a whole new style going on. Same premise, but a whole new thing. All right? Now, with that being said, y'all, I got to get up out of here because I got to go and handle some business, as I said before. Thank you for joining. You've been listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. Today has been Fun Friday, and I did have me some fun up in here. But I got to go, y'all. Love you. Have a great weekend. I'm out.